Hello, Martin.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sophia.
Sophia.
Basically, I was reaching you out to discuss regarding your portal issue. I believe the expert has already informed you regarding the issue. Whenever he's trying to access your portal, the error is popping up and he couldn't do anything. So we need to fix this. But you are not responsive, that's why I thought to call you back.
No, I was not able to respond. I was quite busy at the moment. That's why I
Okay,
called back
no
right now.
issues. Can you please respond to the expert so that we can fix this issue?
Yes. So I want to know, why did they block him out?
Sorry?
Why did they block him out? Why can't he access the portal?
Basically, your portal is being accessed through different IP, and your university portal is tracking the IP location. That's why we need paid VPN to make sure your portal is catching the same IP as yours. And for that reason, we need paid VPN which has been explained by you, the DB10 software. Yes, this is the best software for your IP tracking, your GPS and everything. It will be resolved regarding your portal issue, and it will shows the same location, time, area and IP address.
Okay, now I got a question for you. So how much am I
Yes.
supposed to pay?
Basically, if you're going to buy this software by yourself on the website, it will cost you $7.99 in total, okay? But since we have our premium account, we have the deal with the website, and that's why they are giving us the refundable option. Basically, the website took the security deposit of $760, okay? So that they can make sure that we are not using the paid VPN for the illegal purpose like hacking or something. Once they are sure of that process, they'll refund the money within 3 working days, and they'll just deduct $30 as user fee. Am I clear?
So at the end of the semester, if I pay the amount, they refund
Yes.
me. You guys
They
refund me.
basically yes. Basically, they are going to make sure. Within 3 days that we are not using this software for any unethical purposes. Once they are clear, they are going to refund the money within 3 working days.
Okay, no, I got a question, but what about the expert? I see
I
that.
cannot hear you, Martin. Can you please come again?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, exactly. Loud and clear.
Yes, yeah, so I'm asking, I still have to pay for the exam so you guys can do my exams.
Yes, basically, once you'll pay for the software, and once we are done with the configuration installation process, we'll be able to do all of your exams. It will not be interrupted during the exam. That's why I would suggest you to go with this process so that we can easily complete your through your all of your assignments, quizzes, and exams.
All
Because
right.
right now, whenever the expert is trying to log in your portal, it's popping up within seconds, and the expert is not able to do anything. The screen got stuck.
All right. Yeah, he told me that.
Yes, I went to him, and I just to make sure that what's the issue. Whenever I'm trying to open the your portal, and it's the same case with me as well. I cannot open your portal.
Okay, so you say that I have to pay 760?
No, basically the amount I for the VPN is $7.99 basically, and $769 will be refunded back to you within 3 working days.
Oh, okay, so I pay 800 right now, and
Yes,
they
that is
refund
correct. Yes,
760.
that is correct. In total of 800.
Oh, okay, and then they refund after 3 days.
Yes.
And then we don't have an issue.
Did you
for
check
the whole
the did you check the screenshot like or I
Yes, he sent me the
okay,
screenshot.
yes. So that is the case basically. Just to like resolve
Yeah.
this matter, we have already like another software for our like our regular clients, but sometimes the university portals like implemented some technical like tracking softwares. That's why we need the upgradation. That is like that is the case.
Oh, okay. Now I get you. All right.
Yes.
Do I have to pay the 800 at once?
Yes, exactly.
I don't have to pay in installments.
Installments. Basically, obviously, the website is not offering us any installment option. But if you want to proceed, like, how much can you pay, like, today?
I can pay half, like 400, and then the other one I pay maybe in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks. Basically, if you are going for the installment option, I would have to ask the expert for paying the remaining amount or, like, that is the case. Otherwise, the finance won't be able to, like, proceed with VPN integration.
Right.
Because obviously, they like every other client would ask us to like pay on their behalf, and we'll be bankrupt by the end of the day if we'll start paying on their behalf.
Yes.
So can you please stretch it like 600 or something so that I can ask like I can pay on from my pocket. And we'll proceed with the VPN since you are being nice since day one. So I would like to assist you in this regard.
I can do 500.
Okay. So, guarantee me like you are going to like return me the remaining 300 like within this week or like any expected date so that I can like have an idea. Like, when I'll get back the money?
Yeah, no, I told you, like, 2 weeks from now, just like we did, like, the other 800, I pay 400 half and pay the other 400.
Basically, once I'll tell the finance department regarding that you didn't pay the complete amount, they are going to hold the refundable option until your complete payment. Because sometimes, that is the case.
So,
sometimes the client just took the installment option, then they just ran away after their work.
Okay, so just give me a few minutes. Let me try to get the 800. So you said after 3 days I'll get a refund.
Yes, that is correct. If you pay like straight 800 in one go, and the process of refundable option will be within 3 working days.
All right, so give me a few minutes. Should I cash up the same account? I do cash up?
Yes, that is correct. You can use the same cash up.
All right, I'll make the payment and then send you the screenshot, okay?
Yes, please do. Do send me the screener so that I can, like, heads up the department regarding the proceeding of VPN and configuration.
All right, and then one more question. So when you guys do the exam, normally when you
I forget to call you back yesterday. I just had a word regarding your exams with the expert, and these respondents lockdown browsers are like completely doable for us. Like that is not an issue for us. Like you don't have to worry.
I don't have to show ID. So normally before, like last semester, it was
basically for the portal and for the browser, you have to sit in front of the camera. You need to complete the verification process, like showing your ID and everything, and then you have to sit in front of the laptop during the exam while the expert will be completing your exam using screen sharing software. That's how we do.
Oh, okay. Then it's much easier then.
Yes, but you have to sit in front of the camera for like the complete duration of the exam, like whether
exam,
it's two
right.
hours, 3 hours, or whatever. Like you need to sit in front of the camera for the complete duration.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to ask?
No, that's all right. You explain everything. So I just have to make the 800 payment, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, then I'll make the payment and send you the screenshot.
Yes, please. Okay. I'll wait for that.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Sophia.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.